complete game that we played tonight. It builds confidence with the group. The obviously a good feeling about the way they played for that full game tonight. And then you build it to a lengthy road trip. So the key is to make sure that we build off it. We learn from some of the mistakes that happened, but there was a lot more things on the positive side than the negative.
Is this a template or a blueprint that you can point to now and say, all right, this is what we need to do on a regular basis?
Yeah, I would say we've had games where we've had stints or blocks where you've had a couple periods that you can refer to. But this would be right up there with the most complete game we've played all season. And obviously the keys with getting in shot lanes and our turnovers were in a lot better spot than they currently sat after last game. And that's the way you have to play. You can't give the opposition as many chances as we did previously. So I thought we were a lot better at managing the puck. And like I said, from top to bottom, it was a real solid complete game.
Last number of games has been 35-40 shots against. Tonight was 24. Is it shot lanes? Is that the biggest factor tonight?
Well, we talked as a group about areas that we can get better in and how we can give ourselves a chance to, a better opportunity to win games. Not that it's going to give us a complete chance to win every single game, but a better opportunity to come out on the right side here with points. And some of the keys we talked about, we're limiting our shots against. Our shots against haven't been a good area as of late. And obviously keys to that is making sure, again, with the turnovers, those aren't happening. Shot lanes are strong. We're good in front of our net. The penalties are at a maintainable level. And we're good defensively in our own end with stick on puck. So we felt we were able to do that again and gave Combs a chance there to make those saves because he's a real good goal, and if you let him see the puck, he's going to save it.
Were you happy with your defensive adjustment or your offense?
With us, when we looked at it, we felt as a group that the amount of shots we were giving up wasn't at a good number. So our adjustments were being able to focus on getting that to a more complete number. Not a number that's going to be off the charts with regards to shots against in the league where they sit, but just a number that we felt that we were able to keep ourselves in games and not give up so many high-quality chances against.
We had a lengthy talk with them after last game. Did it sunk in?
Well, I thought we played a good game. I thought, we're a young group and we're almost hitting the halfway point of the season, but just a chance to talk to them and let them know exactly how things work and where we sit as a group, and that we're not happy not winning hockey games. And it's a calm, collected approach to pointing out areas that we need to be better and that there is a chance to improve here. And we're now, as I mentioned, at the halfway point of the season almost, and the guys should be getting their feet wet and feel comfortable at this level. So I thought to a man that the guys really, they played well and they played hard for each other.
You guys have been enjoying the home cooking for the last couple of weeks. I guess how tough is this next stretch going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough chunk of games here. It's obviously when you go on the road, our road record, we need to make sure it's improving. But it's a lengthy road trip with some high quality teams that we're playing in that mix. So I like the fact we're able to build off a strong win here at home. But we got to look here going into this road trip and again realize that along the way here against these good teams, we got to continue to play our style of hockey.
Guys like DeLeo and DeLeo and LePond have been some of your top forwards this year. How did you like the games, though, of some of your younger guys, like Jimmy Lodge, who's starting to just get his feet wet, and Yuri Franck, who scored again tonight?
Well, Lodge's been a player that, since training camp, has caught my eye. He's, again, you don't expect that much out of him with where he comes from and being a first-year guy. But sometimes in games, you really see him. You'll see him with the puck, or you see him create chances out of nothing. He's got a good stick. He's got quick feet, and he's able to get himself some chances in the offensive zone. Yuri Franck has a really nice set of hands. A high-skilled player. He's learning more so the other side, the defensive side of the game, and having some structure. As you move through here, those guys, they build that trust in the coaching staff to be on the ice in key situations, and they're really starting to do that.
And after taking the loss 7-3 on Monday, some coaches might have the thought of, I better give my guys a bit of a skate the next day. You chose to cancel Tuesday morning's practice. Was that just dictated by the schedule, or was that just you thought they needed a break and thought it would just be best for them to...
It was already in my mind going into that game based on the amount of games we played in a short period of time. So, regardless of the score, I thought we needed the rest. I thought we looked tired in that game, the first game against Lake Erie, so we're able to get the guys away from the rink for a day, have a good pregame skate, and come out here with a little more energy in our legs.
where the standings are right now, does your focus remain on wins and losses solely, or are you maybe in a transition maybe towards development and seeing what some of your younger players have?
You know what, all season long, to date, it's been about that balance between winning hockey games and the players getting better, them developing, understanding the game, getting better at this pro level. So it'll continue to be the same way, about that balance between winning hockey games and each individual getting better here.